I'm Simon Dedenny, and welcome to Future Perfect. Through a number of interviews, we look at some of the most controversial issues facing us as we enter the next millennium. What will the next 1,000 years hold? Have we started the misery to 1,000 years of countdown? As Stephen Hawking says,
possible disasters include a nuclear war, the greenhouse effect becoming unstable, or zombies trying to make it with me.
Or should we look forward with optimism to a future where technology will create, as Gordon Brown puts it,
a society in which everybody has a chance to be a minister, begging for money.
We look at the impact of scientific advances, particularly in information and biotechnology, and ask, are we pushing the boundaries of what it means to be human too far? We ask especially reared pigs on what basis it might be morally justifiable to use Scanwidicombe to grow human organs.
The secret is to get a very large behind.
Can you be more precise?
£437.
Anne Widdecombe has surprisingly few objections.
When, in May 97, woomph, I suddenly found myself on the back benches, no red boxes, no ministerial timetable, I thought, right, if you don't do it now, Widdecombe, you never will.
Robin Cook attacks the increasing trivialisation of politics and delving into private lives by the media.
It's hardly surprising that we have bound-up relationships on the table. I'm very, very exciting.
Tony Blair gives his opinions on the paradox of why, in a knowledge economy, issues are too often dumbed down.
My hairstyle is my life, but it's, you know, it's not all of life. And my family, my friends, my mirror, they're also important.
We talk to religious leaders on the place for God in a world increasingly dominated by science.